Hello everyone, it's Madge Weinstein. I'm a lesbian with food allergies. I'm in the car with my friend Colleen from way back. We haven't seen each other since a week ago when we were together, but before that we haven't seen each other in 5 years. How are you doing?
I'm great. It's so nice to see you, Madge. It's been years. And last week was lovely, but I'm so glad we could get together so soon again.
Yes, it was very hot and steamy. Isn't it cold here in Chicago?
Freezing. I can't believe how much snow that blizzard brought in. Was it the Chinook coming down from Canada? I'm not sure, but I need my thermals.
What's washed. A Chinook? Is that a canned ham?
Yeah, it's, I believe it's preserved canned ham, like a prosciutto or something.
Now, we were talking about a lot of ridiculous things. Can we discuss any of them on the program?
The most recent thing I'd rather not discuss about the certain person.
Okay.
Other than that, I think everything else would be
what
okay.
Else did we talk about? I don't remember. I have early onset Alzheimer's, so. Let's see.
Well, I'm joining you and your family this evening for my first Hanukkah.
That's right. Yes, we're on the way to have some delicious food for Hanukkah. Are you excited? What do you anticipate?
Well, I'm going to be surrounded by a lot of Jews, and I haven't been in a while. Well, actually, just recent. My most recent excursion was my Miami Beach. I was down there for a little trip, and you know, they like to go down there to stay warm and be in the sun.
Can we talk about your anal fissure?
My anal fissure. What would you like to know about?
Well, what is an anal fissure? And I was asking you if it was an ass cunt or not.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? An ass what?
Ass cunt. Was it an ass cunt?
It was more like a slit. It wasn't quite cunty enough to be considered a cunt, but it did. It was very slitty, and it was actually growing and moving toward my front butt.
So how did it happen?
Well, can I really talk about this in public?
Why not?
I was,
I won't put your real name. I'll say your name is Josephine.
No, that's fine. I'll talk about it. I shouldn't have been shoving certain things up there that I was shoving.
Seriously?
Well, they were a bit thick. The diameter was more than I could handle.
Dildos?
I like cucumbers specifically.
Like actual vegetables?
Yes.
And you got an anal fissure from the thing, a cucumber up your rectum?
Well, and I was using an aloe leaf as well. You know, they got those pointy edges.
But the thing is, though, women really don't have much to stimulate in the anus. Someone told me once that while men have prostates, women do have a thing called a Skene's gland. Have you heard of that?
No, but, I mean, when I had my sex change operation, I kept the prostate in.
Oh, I see. Atlantic is 3 miles, it said. Sorry, audience, don't listen to that. We don't want you to know where this exclusive home is in Chicago, where we're going.
Actually, I thought we were heading more towards Schaumburg, but okay.
Yeah, no, it's closer to the ocean.
Ah, right.
So, you had a lot of pain, and how long did the pain last, and how did you finally get rid of it?
Well, I had it for a good 2 weeks before I went to the doctor. It was so bad, I couldn't sit down, I couldn't stand, I couldn't sleep. It was really, really bad. I mean, it was pretty much, you know, a little bit bloody all the time. I couldn't poo. I mean, I could, but
good Lord.
It was so painful.
I would think it would get infected if you have a slit that's bleeding and then you shit. So what did you do?
Well, I ended up going to a proctologist.
Okay.
And he shoved this sort of clear Lucite butt probe in me.
Seen those.
So he could see inside of me. And he determined that it was a fissure and gave me two options. He said, A, I can give you this cream, which won't get rid of it, but it'll heal it and take care of it, reduce it, and then possibly it might go away, but there's always a chance of it coming back. Or, since I didn't have health insurance, he offered to do the surgery for a reduced fee in his office with no anesthetic, and I would incur a lot of pain initially, but
so you would get he'd be willing to get rid of the fissure without anesthetic because you don't have insurance.
Because I didn't have insurance and it would cost too much.
Well, can't they cut down in other ways than having to not use anesthesia? I mean, couldn't they use like cheaper scissors?
Possibly. But I don't think it was. The thing was, is to use anesthesia, he'd have to hire an anesthetist.
And it would have to be in a hospital.
Exactly, which it would definitely have to be in a hospital.
But so couldn't he have used local, like Novocaine?
I think he had some sort of biofreeze or something that he could have.
Antifreeze.
Antifreeze, whatever. Some sort of Bengay mentholatum he could rub on there. But I would definitely still feel it when he did it.
That's horrible. I mean, I can't believe that. You'd think there'd be some way that people get covered when they have anal fissures and don't have insurance.
It's true. It's
awful. I mean, it's ridiculous. Anyway, so it went away with the cream.
The cream did help, and I didn't get any fungus results from it either.
Shh. Now, my audience knows that I had a bit of fungus after my proctozone. Yes, to the right place. So we're going to go and get some delicious food. Hang on, I'm going to stop this and make a new recording because I have to do that. I have to keep these little mini recordings short. Okay, we're continuing now. I made a new recording. So what else? So what do you, can you talk about what you do for a living? Because it's kind of interesting, I think.
Sure. I work as a chef on private and charter sailing yachts. And most recently, I've been getting into the motor yacht realm. What I do is, wait, do you want to start over? Hold on.
Why?
This
is a podcast, doesn't matter.
I think I'm foibling. Okay, yes.
Yeah, so no, foibles are fine.
What I do is...
Or we could... I also wanted to mention the fact, while you collect your thoughts, that Colleen was Gunt Cunt in I Love Lesbian. You recall Gunt Cunt? Go Google or search for I Love Lesbian on the thing.
Such a fond memory, Gunt Cunt. We were just laughing about that. The conveyor belt scene.
The proper patchouli smell.
Yeah.
So what is it you do now?
I'm a yacht chef. What I do is I live and work on sailboats mostly. I'm trying to get into motor yachts because you make more money and work less. And I would probably get my own cabin. And
wow. What do you do now?
I'm freelancing right now.
No, I mean, but where do you sleep on a regular, like, where do you sleep on the jobs you have now?
Oh, I've been doing more day work, so I haven't necessarily been staying on the boats. But when I do, I just stay either in a guest cabin, which is really nice, or they've got, you know, a crew cabin for me to stay in as a fill-in chef. Or sometimes I'll sleep in the salon, which is out in the open. And, I have a funny story I can tell you. Maybe it wouldn't be that funny to anyone else.
Try it.
I was on a charter this summer with a captain I'd been working with, and he and I went out during a charter, and we went up to our friend's mansion. This was in Newport, Rhode Island, for a quick nightcap. It was midnight already, and we had been working all day. Our guests went to sleep. They knew that we possibly might run out for a beer, and they were fine with it. We end up going to our friend's mansion, and I'm... you know, wanted to make sure that we were going to be back in an hour because I had to get up early to start making breakfast. We're hanging out. Before I know it, it's 5 a.m. David and I head back to the boat, and I fall asleep in the salon, which is basically the common area. And I wake up the next morning. I'm actually awakened by David at 9 a.m., and he's like, "The guests are on deck. What the fuck are you doing?" And I had a blanket wrapped around my head. I was still in all my clothes from the night before.
A blanket wrapped around your head?
Yeah, like a burka. Because
what for?
I was keeping the sunlight off of my eyes.
Oh, because you were sleeping outside.
Thanks.
You're going to turn left at Ocean Drive.
Okay.
In Chicago.
You mean Lake Shore?
Sure.
Anyway, so I fall asleep, and he wakes me up, and it's 9 a.m. The guests have been awake for an hour trying to figure out where the coffee maker is and how to make coffee and this and that. And he proceeds to tell all of our friends whenever he sees them about this event because he thinks it's really funny that he had to wake me up and the guests had been on, you know, awake milling about, and I'm in all my clothes still from the night before with this thing wrapped around.
Can you mention briefly you were once worked in this medical thing where you had to take slides and then you noticed something on one of the slides?
Yes, yes. I was working at a photo studio and I developed the E6 slides. And we get a lot of slides in from the hospital. So whenever those would come in after I developed them and sleeve them up, I'd take a quick perusal because there'd be some pretty interesting things. This one in particular caught my eye. I see a patient bent over with their bum exposed, and I see this red protrusion coming out, and I pull out my little magnifying glass, and get up on it, and I'm looking at it, I'm like, what hell is that? And then I look in the corner and there's this little name tag, prolapsed anus, 73-year-old man. And I was like, what?
That's his name? Prolapsed anus?
He had
what a coincidence.
I didn't know what a prolapsed anus was. I go home that night, look it up, and realize that what this poor man had was his anus was on the outside of his body and it looked like a giant red balloon.
Like that movie? Your red balloon.
Yes.
All right, we'll be back on our way home from this wonderful feast. Leaps. Hello. So, we survived. I mean, we finished the dinner, and now we're driving back to my car, and Colleen is dropping off a key for a friend or something, and I need to wash my vagina. I took a shit in a friend's house, and I was looking at the Amy Sedaris book at the same time, and I was cracking up, which helped put the duty out. And here she comes back in the car, so we can talk a little bit. I'm recording now, so we're back on. So
hello.
How did you enjoy dinner with my parents?
It was delectable, delightful, and very Jewy.
How was it Jewy?
Well, it was my first Hanukkah. It was the first night of Hanukkah and my very first Hanukkah. A lot of firsts tonight. And the food was good, even though someone, you know, mentioned that it
might suck,
but it actually didn't.
Well, that was rare. And I'm sorry. But...
because you wanted it to suck?
No. I just like funny things to laugh at.
I do, too. I was kind of secretly hoping it would suck, and I was waiting for you to hide the food under the little bit of salad you were only allowed.
Or, can you tell about that?
What's that?
The salad.
Well...
Madge.
Madge went to take more salad.
No, I went to take some salad.
You went to take some salad.
Helping.
You went to take some salad, and as you were taking the some salad... you were taking, I would say, was a normal quantity.
Right.
And you were poo-pooed into, well, that's too much.
Yeah,
what
I was told not to take too much salad because it's bad for you.
It's bad for you, and the person who told you to not take so much salad said they got yelled at the night before for taking too much. But I think that person just wanted to poo-poo you anyway, because that's how you guys react to each other.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's weird. She's obsessed with that, actually, the salad thing. Because when I was there the other day, because I wasn't there yesterday, and we didn't talk, so I don't know about what happened with the salad. But she's the one obsessed with the salad, because the other day, when I was there, there was something else she was talking about, the salad. I don't remember what it was, but she's like, let's hope somebody doesn't take all the... She said, oh, yeah, she said, give Daddy the salad last, because he'll take it all. She's the one that's obsessed with the fucking salad.
The other thing I was, if you weren't gonna, but then you were, because the thing was, is there had to be enough salad for 8 people. Right. And one person didn't even take any, so.
She's not allowed to have it.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Anyway, and then I don't think the kids had any. So really, it was just for 5 people. And then since I think she realized what was going on, she allowed you to have more. I think she actually put it on your plate.
Yes, because I made a statement. I only put like 1 leaf on my plate after she told me I had taken too much.
And you kind of spread them out, and she's like, what are you doing? You're like, well, I'm just arranging
it. I'm making a statement.
Yes. So since there wasn't enough salad to hide the possible, you know, bad fish under, I thought you were going to use the sweet potato peel.
Oh, that would have been a good idea. But did you notice? I was about to crack up when I saw the sweet potatoes, because there was a pile of sweet potatoes. The three sweet potatoes on top looked nice. They were cut in half. And those got taken. By the time it came back to us, it was just these 3 sweet potatoes that were not cut, and they looked like they had toes at the end or something.
Right. I was trying to figure out what the hell you were thinking. I knew it was something about. I kind of felt like we got the.
See, I just assumed you were laughing at the same thing.
Well, I was laughing because you were. I wasn't thinking it looked like toes. I was thinking it looked like weird misshapen ball penis. But that's how cock and balls are always on my brain. Anyway.
It looked not. The presentation was not A+.
No. But then I swear you looked at me while I was eating my fish, and that's when I looked at your sweet potato peel and thought, you were gesturing like, if you don't like it, put it under the peel.
I had no such thought, but it's a good one.
Well, keep it in mind for the next go around. I was invited back, though. Your mom was very sweet and nice. She said I can come back, even if you're not around, and make dinner. Nice. If I need a place to stay once the other ones are gone.
Did she say that?
Yeah, she really did.
Well, you should take her up on it, then, because, yeah.
I think they liked the idea of a live-in chef, maybe. But,
you know what? If you cooked for them, they wouldn't mind you staying there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because they cook well. Just not as good as you, but my mother's such a good cook.
I thought the fish was great. I don't even like salmon, and I liked it. It had a nice little lemony flavor.
I know. It's funny because I guess she maybe learned a lesson from the hot dogs burnt styrofoam, but that, to be fair, wasn't her cooking.
No. Okay.
That was. I try not to talk about stuff like this on my show.
Oh, I thought this was the other show.
It isn't. The other show isn't actually mine. That's Cheryl Murkowski's.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Well, if you want to...
Oh, here. I'll show you where the lesbian bathhouse is. It's right behind the KFC. See?
Oh, thank God.
Here in Chicago.
Do you see it? Yeah. I can go get a bucket of chicken and then...
And get a bucket of...
Roll back into the fucking...
Can you see it? That's the building right back there.
I don't think they'll let me in. Maybe.
If you look on Google Earth, you can actually see the swimming pool. Chairs.
Is there a live-action camera or whatever?
Well, there's no Tinky Winkies, if that's what it would be. I looked. Oh, gosh.
Well, every lesbian loves a good KFC fix before or after a...
Right. So...
A soak.
So when are we driving? We're going to take a boat to Cuba. We're going to... Right?
Is yeah. That what we're doing? I think we should.
That's my fantasy now.
Yeah, definitely.
Ahoy, matey.
And there's a lot of lesbians down there smoking cigars, if you know what I mean.
Cock? What do you mean?
I don't know. What is... a cigar resembles a cock.
So then they're not lesbians.
But a lesbian is just an angry man without a... What? What did you say? A woman who wants a cock?
It's a straight man without a dick.
Straight man without a dick is a lesbian.
Right, that's what I am, because I'm a lesbian with food allergies. I think I'm experiencing some tonight, actually. Yeah. My throat was itchy.
Yeah, I kind of saw you. I thought you were having some weird flashback to last year's gastric bypass.
Oh, yeah. I don't talk about that much. It was very traumatic when I had that botched gastric bypass in Guadalajara.
Well, you should carry some EpiPens with you.
What's that?
So if your throat closes up from your food allergies, if you eat something and then your throat swells, you get stabbed with the EpiPen, and it's a boost of adrenaline, something like
that. Oh, I thought it was something for your vagina, the way you said it, EpiPen. Sounds like something for your vagina.
No, that was the sky that I was seeing last summer.
What do you mean?
The EpiPen.
Penis? Yeah. Scrotums?
Yeah. I sidestepped the lesbonicisms. I took a break from lesbianism to go back to men. Got disappointed for multiple reasons, and now I'm back on the lesbian train, and it's all good.
Right. So to speak, lesbian train.
Yes.
Miami, keep left. I mean, Chicago, keep left. God, I have such bad Alzheimer's disease. I thought it said Miami. God, it's so cold.
It says Montrose.
Yeah. Look at that snow there.
Jesus Christ.
Don't you think that dog's a little cold? Wearing that...
They need a sweater. Do you have one for your dogs? I swear to God.
Of course I do.
Okay, good.
But he doesn't go out in the winter at all.
Yeah.
It's true. It's too cold.
What is it, like -6?
-6, it must be. I'm breathing this smoke right now. And even though the heat is on full blast in this car, there's a lot of Obama stickers here too. Did you notice?
I did.
They were in Chicago.
Right. Oh, I love this city.
Yeah, it's hot. I mean, cold.
Freezing. Stone cold.
All right. Well, we're gonna end. Thank you for being on my show and for
thank you. I my pleasure, and I hope to do it again someday.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.